You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Psychic Side with John Capello.
John Capello.
Live from johncapello.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Psychic Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the Psychic Side on the A1R Psychic Radio Network, Moonstruck TV, and a bunch of other places. This is a show where you get a lot of information in a little bit of time. Thanks for being with me today. I'm your host, John Capello. I'm a psychic medium from Texas. I just want you to know I'm no longer a flood refugee. We moved back into our home and we got the lovely task of finding everything that was backed up when we left. Wish us luck. 2023 has not been kind so far. But I intend to change that with some dynamic stuff in the future. And part of that is the psychic side here on the A1R Psychic Radio Network. So I have to talk fast on the program. We only have 15 minutes. And so I'm going to talk more today about clairvoyance. That's my topic for this month. And it's one of the topics that I'm going to be teaching about this weekend in Plano, Texas at the Haggard Library. If you want to know more about it and you're going to be in the Plano area, go ahead and sign up on my website. You can do that at johncapello.com, and I look forward to seeing you there. But one of the reasons why I am trying to talk a lot in detail about the different psychic abilities is because I like to segment them. And for clairvoyance, I'm segmenting it into 12 different areas. And another reason why I'm doing that is because I have so many people that tell me that they can do one thing but not another in the different psychic skills or different psychic gifts. And I want everyone to know that these gifts have different areas in them, you know. And the first one that I want to talk about for clairvoyance is apparitions, okay? And seeing an apparition is a form of clairvoyance. Now, it is done with your physical sight, not just with your psychic sight. Now, that's a nuance of clairvoyance, but it's very much part of the clairvoyant family. And I think it's important that we start off with that because so many people tell me that they feel like they've seen or they've seen a ghost or whatever, and they see it with their physical eyes. If you have, that's fine. It's just part of the clairvoyant family. The next part I'm going to tell you about is astral projection. Astral projection is a form of clairvoyance because it's an out-of-body experience. You can find yourself walking around your house or walking around the past, present, or future, or somebody else's house when you're asleep or if you constantly try to do an astral projection. It's part of a clairvoyant experience because it's visual, okay? Another part is seeing auras. You know, we talked a lot about auras. I hear a lot of people talking about them, about seeing different colors around people. That's great. And there's other ways to pick up aura information. But when you see yellow or you see white or blue or another color around someone, you're most likely seeing their aura. Some of the energy that they are projecting out. Another one is dreams. A lot of times we have psychic dreams, and those psychic dreams can show you a person's past, present, future. They can be very, very prophetic, very telling. We'll do shows on dreams because dreams are such an important part of clairvoyance. Another part of clairvoyance is mediumship. Mediumship is when you can see around another person, another entity. And it's not just people that you may see. You may see angels. You may see ETs. You may see other things, elementals. guides, other people, friends. So this is part of clairvoyance and being a part of mediumship. But I want you to learn more about your psychic ability before we learn about mediumship, because that's a whole other area. And we are installing tools on this show so that you will be able to use them later on when we get more advanced. Now, a lot of times you will see a person's past, and that's a form of clairvoyance, seeing the present, seeing issues that are around people. That is part of clairvoyance. And then you'll see, you may see a future. You may see a path that is that's around someone, and that is their, that could be their future. Now, a premonition or some other type of a signal can be part of that. Now, another area is symbols. You have to learn what the symbols mean to you, because a symbol is a very important part of our psychic gifts. Some people only see symbols. And if you're one of them, then don't worry about that, because that's something that is perfectly legitimate. And if you don't see the actual item or actual empirical information, if you see a symbol and you know what that means after you have studied it and worked with it, that's fine, because it's all about getting it right or getting it the best you can. Okay. So that's a good thing. Another area is remote vision, remote viewing. Remote viewing is very much a part of clairvoyance. It's part of the three senses that I've talked to you about, as far as, you know, being able to see your the world in front of you with your physical eyes, your physical senses, and then seeing your psychic information around a person, and then you have your remote vision. You have your remote psychic abilities as well. One thing that people can do that we don't talk about is see sound. Some people see sound, and they notice that. It's not just hearing something, but it's seeing it. And sometimes it can show up as a color. It can show up as a wave. It just shows up, and you have to recognize what that means to you. Another one, and this is the last one, is déjà vu. Déjà vu is that sense of seeing something that you felt like you were there before. Like, I've been here before. You know, I know this place. But you don't know why. And that could be something about a past life. It could be something that you need to pay attention to. And these are things that you can sit down and journal about and learn a little bit more about yourself. Because then you can do what we've called the psychic test. The psychic test is that little test where you say to yourself, how did I feel about this? What are the details about it? Did I hear anything about it? Did I know anything about it? Was there anything I smelled or tasted about that, this particular situation? And then that's how you discern how to react to it. And it's very interesting to do, because it's something that I feel like you need to do for yourself, because it's all about learning about who you are, a journey of self-discovery. And if you do that journaling, then it will help you keep a record of it so that you know what's going on. Now, the conscious mind is very helpful to develop your clairvoyance, but it's that subconscious that the clairvoyance sometimes works without you knowing it, and it just pops into your mind. And that is exceptionally psychic, when something just kind of falls into your mind, or you have that visual part of a solution or something that comes to you. These are important things to remember when you're developing your clairvoyance. Now, some people say, oh, I never dream visually. Some people say, I don't have remote vision. If you don't, you don't. If you are, maybe not, don't recognize it. If you don't, well, then you can develop it, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, I have a book out that's called Soul Exercises for the Open Mind. It's a psychic development workbook, and it's something that you may want to have as a handy reference. So as you segment your abilities, you find out where your strengths are, and then you learn how to use them and use yourself as that tool to create a better life for not only yourself, but other people around you, because it's an important part of self-discovery and self-development. Now, I'm going to open up soon about having people call in, but I want to get a few more things installed, and we'll talk more about having others call into the show. I want to invite you to also go to my website, sign up for a reading if you like, become a psychic VIP. What that will do is after you've signed up for your first reading, you get 20% off for the rest of the year, and you'll be able to give that code to other people, and they can use it as well. And we do everything by Zoom, so you can contact me from any place in the world, and we can do a Zoom contact that way, and we can meet online. So I want to just let you know that there's a richness about being a clairvoyant. There's a wonderful part. It's a wonderful part of your life to be able to understand the world with your third eye, because a lot of times when you get an image, you can study it later, and you develop an inventory of images in your mind, just as we talked about with an inventory of feelings last month when we talked about clairsentience. So clairvoyance is a lot like that, because you can notice these different images that are in your mind and be able to discern what they mean. And you'll be able to notice detail too, because the detail is something extremely important when it comes to psychic ability. We also want to notice those colors, the colors that we are seeing around us with our clairvoyance, because clairvoyance and color are hand in hand. Colors are very revealing when it comes to developing our psychic senses. And so these are things that as a psychic, you learn to observe with your psychic skills and not just your physical senses. And by the way, and I've probably mentioned this before, but you have clairvoyance and you have all of your psychic senses, whether you have the physical sense or not. So just because someone might be a blind person doesn't mean they don't have clairvoyance. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when you see these sci-fi shows or these other types of shows, you'll see the seer in there that doesn't have vision, but they see everything. So it's quite interesting. So I want to thank you for joining me again today here on the Psychic Side, here on the A1R Psychic Radio Network and Moonstruck TV. It's always an enjoyable part of my week to come on and tell you a little bit about what I've discovered being a psychic after all these years. And I hope you'll join me again next week, and we'll talk some more about clairvoyance, and we will delve a little bit deeper. We'll tell you what we're going to be doing the following week as well. So don't forget our sponsor, Miracles of Joy. Use promo code PS-0223. Save a lot of money when you go and buy something there. And we are delighted to have them as our sponsor, Miracles of Joy. So thank you once again. I enjoyed being here today. I hope I gave you some information you didn't have before. And I'll just see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.